Track 8, Letters to the Editor. And the first one is submitted by Jackie Den of Newton Abbott. Caution needed. Stable doors being locked after bolting horses springs to mind when seeing the no-through route signs at the bottom of Powderham Road. These signs should have been there from the very start of the East Street closure, not a month after local drivers were directed up this narrow, steep and twisting road. Apart from the unbelievable sight of articulated lorries attempting the hairpin bends, drivers using this route, especially at busy times, seem to have no awareness of the road conditions. This has turned Powderham Road, Hill Road, South Road and Courtney Road into a racetrack. Those driving down Powderham are, in the main, people who live in Woolborough and know that caution is necessary. However, those driving uphill are going far too fast, obviously in a hurry to get to work or their child to school, creating a dangerous situation. I have asked at the police station if slow signs could be put before the hairpin bends. The no-through route sign is clearly being ignored, as drivers know that there is a way through. During Storm Bert last weekend, a large tree came down across South Road and cars were still lining up to go down a route which was clearly blocked for some time. The tree surgeons were doing their very best to clear the road in dreadful conditions, but that didn't seem to register with some of the drivers. Of course, this is a temporary situation, and hopefully, as soon as East Street reopens, some sanity will be restored. But those who plan diversions around roadworks really should have given much more thought to this in the first place. The sight of coaches and lorries trying to do three-point turns in the approach road to the police station, let alone getting completely stuck trying to go up the hill, might suggest someone needed to look at this route more carefully. If temperatures drop to freezing or below, the roads on the hill very quickly become ice rinks, especially Powderham. Let's hope that doesn't occur before East Street is two-way traffic again.
Ray De Bruys from Paignton writes, pavement parking is dangerous. Friday, November the 22nd, marked 4 years since the previous government's consultation on pavement parking in England closed. Cars parked on and sometimes hogging the whole pavement will be a familiar sight to many. Pavement parking is dangerous, especially for families with young children, people with sight loss and disabled people. A recent poll found that 87% of parents have had to walk in the road because of a vehicle blocking the pavement. It damages pavement surfaces too. Living Streets has been campaigning on this issue for over 50 years, and it's high time we saw an end to the problem. Pavement parking has been banned, with exceptions, in London since the 1970s. Scotland adopted a similar approach to London, which came into force earlier this year. The Welsh Government has indicated they will take action on pavement parking, but England is way behind. We hope your readers will join Living Streets and supporters like me in urging the new government to deal with this troubling legacy of pavement parking once and for all. Everyone will be the better for it.